I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. More than 14,000 Vermonters 30 or older signed up for appointments for a COVID-19 vaccine yesterday, the first day that age band was eligible to book a shot. Appointments can still be made online at healthvermont.gov/myvaccine. After an initial surge of signups, logging in later this week could help Vermonters sign an earlier appointment, but users are reminded to cancel their old one if they do make a change. All Vermont residents 16 and older can start signing up for a shot this coming Monday, April 19th. And two more people have died from COVID-19 in Vermont as the state reported 91 new viral infections on Monday. The new deaths bring Vermont's pandemic total to 233 people. The state also surpassed 21,000 total infections over the weekend after Saturday and Sunday saw a combined 370 cases. Currently, 29 people are hospitalized with the virus. 4 people are in intensive care. To date, just shy of 46% of Vermont adults have gotten at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. All-terrain vehicles or ATV clubs around Vermont have asked permission to use town roads, either to connect existing trails or to visit local stores and restaurants. The clubs say the riders bring needed business to Vermont communities, especially after they emerge from a year of pandemic-caused economic downturn. Morristown in Lamoille County is the latest town to debate the issue, and there is strong pushback in an area of town known as Mud City. Dairy farmer Selena Rooney lives there. She says her farm operation would be disrupted by ATV traffic on the dirt road.
The cows are terrified of loud noises, and we move the milkers out to pasture every day. Every morning we move them out. We bring them back right before milking. And if there were ATVs on the road, it would scare them too much. They would start running, and when one cow starts running, all 50 of them would be running.
The select board says it wants to hold a townwide vote on whether to allow the ATVs on the roads. The private art collection of Wolf Kahn and Emily Mason will be put up for auction next month. Maura Williams is chairwoman of the Kahn Mason Foundation and says some of the money from the auction will go towards preserving and cataloging the paintings of the two former Vermont artists.
The sale of the third-party artwork is really the way that Wolf and Emily structured funding the two foundations to become legacy foundations.
The collection is expected to bring in up to $7 million and includes a Georgia O'Keeffe painting. Kahn and Mason had a home in Brattleboro. They both died about a year ago. Eye in the sky today, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid-60s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.